Tonight is Tuesday night, November 27th. This is the Gemara Shir, Moed Katan, bottom of the Aftez Zayin Amud Beis. Finish up the Agadata, and then the Gemara will get into some halachic stuff and go right back to some more Agadata. Nothing I can do about that. Okay. And many yeshivas, when it comes to Agadata, they just skip it, and that's it. Skip the Agadata. It's one thing your Rav never did. Never skip the Agadata. To get, you know, try to interpret every Agadah. Yeah. Okay, we are on towards the bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis, and yeah, I just want to. Seven. Up to. Oh, yeah. Amar Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni. Yeah. Amar Rab Yonasef. Mai dechsiv. Ne'um David ben Yishai. Une'um hagever hukam ol. So we actually started this Gemara last week. What does it mean? David says. This David ben Yishai speaking, Unum, the prophecy, Nuum Hagever, Hukam Ol. What does this mean? Nuum David ben Yishai, Shehekim Ula Shel Tshuva. He is the person who raised the banner of Tshuva, indicating that even a high person, such as David HaMelech, did not feel that is below him to acknowledge that he did something wrong, and as a result, you should do tshuva. Sometimes people in high positions get a little haughty, and they don't want to acknowledge their guilt, and they remain a little stubborn and steadfast that they never do anything wrong. That was not the case with David HaMelech. Omar Elokei Yisrael Li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me, Diber Tzur Yisrael, the Rock of Israel said, Moshel Ba'adam Tzadik, Moshel Ba'adam Tzadik, Moshel Yiras Elohim, that God, the one who rules a man is what? Is a tzaddik, and he is Moshel Yirat Elohim. Very difficult phrase to explain. So the Gemara asks, Maika Amar, what exactly is that pasuk trying to tell us? Amar Abi Avo, Hachika, Amar Elokei Yisraeli, Diber Tzur Yisrael, Ani Moshel Ba'adam. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, controls man. Me, Moshel B, who controls me? Who controls Moshel Elohim? Tzadik. Sha'ani gozer gzeira umivatlah. I decree a decree, and the tzadik is mevatel my decree. The tzaddik is mevatel my decree.
He controls
that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes one gzeira, and he tzaddik says, "Boy, that's not happening." This particular expression of the phrase is not exactly the way it usually appears. It usually appears, tzaddik gozer, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikayim. That we find frequently. Tzaddik gozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And that I can understand to some extent. If a person is indeed a tzaddik, so just as when a tzaddik makes a petition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill something, you know, if you're a tzaddik and you believe that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to tzaddikim favorably, so he will respond to that particular request. In effect, when a tzaddik is gozer, he's really asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows that he can't fulfill that which he's saying. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his lap, in his corner, under those circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill it. That I can understand, and, you know, based on the normal way things work. It's a little more difficult to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make a gzeira, and the tzaddik tells Rabbeinu Shlom, no, that's not happening. That's nothing to do with tefillah. That's, you know, being a little, pushing the envelope a little. You know, you say one thing, I say something else. And it's a little difficult. So there is the basis of this phrase, and there aren't too many times in Shas when this particular phrase is used, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer and a tzaddik is mevatel it. But there is a lengthy medrash which I want to show you, and it's based on a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. So if you take the source sheet, and this particular perek of Sefer Dvarim describes many of the rules and regulations of the laws of milchama, of waging war. It happens to be talking about a milchemes rishus, because one of the criteria that are mentioned here are exemptions to military service. And those are the person who got engaged and didn't get married, person who built a home didn't have a chance to dedicate it, person who planted a vineyard or a field didn't have a chance to reap the produce. That halacha does not apply by milchemes mitzvah. By milchemes mitzvah, hakol yotzin la milchama, it's a gemara in Masech, Mishnah in Masech Soter, and the Mishnah illustrates it by saying, afilu chatan mechupato vikala mechupata, that both men and women are obligated to participate in milchemes mitzvah. So this chapter is talking about milchemes rishus, and it supports the Ramban's position on that which we're going to read now. So after the Torah gives those exemptions in Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph, the Torah says, Ki sikrav el ir lehilachem oleha, if you approach a city intending to conquer it via battle, before you do so, vikarasa eleha l'shalom, what you should do is offer them a peace treaty before anybody gets killed. Vahaya im shalom ta'ancha, if they answer you favorably, upaschalach, and they respond okay, vahaya kol ha'am hanimtza ba yiyu lecha lomas va'avaducha, everybody who accepted your offer will be obligated to pay taxes to you and, in effect, work for you. And that's the halacha. You offer a brit shalom, the people have to pay taxes, and they also have to agree to observe Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. That's what all the Mefarshim say. V'im lo tashlim imach, if they don't want to make peace with you, v'asta imcha milchama, and they would rather wage war, v'tzarta aleha, you shall go and attack them. Unitana Hashem Elokecha biyadecha, God will give them and make sure that you succeed. Vihikita et kol zechura lefi charev, what you should do is kill all of the male. Fine. So so that's what the pasuk says. The Medrash, turn the page, The Medrash says, Ki sikralav Eliyahu. Zeu sh'omar hakasuv vatigzar omer vayakam lecha. Iyov says, God said, vatigzar omer, you said exera, but vayakam lecha. It will literally means it'll get up and go away. That's what it literally means, says the Medrash. Rabbanan Amri, Hamikra hazeh midaber b'shah shakoas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yisrael be'egel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Am Yisrael having transgressed the egel. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Akenu badever v'orishenu. I am going to smite Am Yisrael with a plague and eliminate them. And then what's the next phrase? The Esra is called the Gadol. I will fulfill the promises to Abe and Isaac to what? By making you into a great nation. Kodesh Baruch Hu threatened that a couple of times. Asks the Medrash, Ma akenu badever va'irishenu. Omaloi HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Mahin svurim. What do these people think? Sha'anit sarich charbot v'rimachim lahagaros laharogos on behem? Do I need guns and hammers and bows and arrows, spears, to kill them out? I have to say akenu badever? I have to send a plague? Kishem shibarasi olami badavar. Just as I created this world with the word Ba'asara Ma'amaros Nivra Olam, Bitvar, as it says, Bitvar Hashem Shomayim Naasu, through the word of God heavens were created, Uberuach Piv Kol Tzva'am, Kach Ani Oselohen, Motzi Ani Davar Mipi, I say one word, V'horgan, and they're all dead. Heve akenu not badever, but bedavar. I will strike them with a word, and they will be conquered. Dovarache, mahu v'orishenu. V'orishenu doesn't really mean that what? I will wipe them out. It means I will drive them out, I'll conquer them. That's what it really means. What does it mean I'll conquer them? They're going to be dead. Omalo. Ani morish otcha, otan lach. I am now bequeathing them. Right, he's playing on the word oirishenu, and it doesn't mean to conquer or to control. It means to what? Yerusha, to bequeath. Umamid acherim mimcha, and I will appoint or allow others to rise from you. Minayin. Shne'emar ve'esa oschol le'goy gadol. Kevon sheshama Moshe, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu heard this, hitchil mevakesh aleihem rachamim. He began to pray for them. Uma omer Moshe ba'osa sha'a, and what did Moshe say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time? Asher ayin be'ayin nira ato Hashem. The pasuk says in Parsha Shlach that Hakadosh Moshe says to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Asher ayin ba'ayin nirah, you have been seen eye to eye." Mahu asher ayin ba'ayin? Omar Rab Acha b'shem Rab Shimon ben Lakish. Omar Moshe ribayni shaloylo. Hare midas hadin bekaf muznayim. The midas hadin is what? On the scale. Me'uyanata, what are you interested? Me'uyanata omer akenu badever. You say what? I'm going to wipe them out. Or bedover. Va'ani omer slachna. But I say no. Slachna. Omaloi hadover. Hadover mukhra, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the matter has been settled. Nira mi notzeach. Ata Hashem, Oani. Is it going to be you who's going to prevail, or is it going to be me? Amar Rab Brechia, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha, Sheli Bitalta, V'shelcha kiyamta. You're right. What I said, akenu badever, means what? Means it's what my decree. Now, that's a gzeira. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, akenu badever, it's over and done with. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to win this by saying, slachna, shine'emar, v'shelcha kayemes, minayin, shine'emar, v'yoyma Hashem, slachti kidvaracha. Heve, this is what the pasuk means. Vatigzar Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said a gzeira. Vayakam Mechayanin, disappeared, went away. How? That's what a tzaddik can ultimately accomplish. Ultimately accomplish. And why is the pasuk bringing this on this pasuk? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this on this pasuk? So he'll explain in a second. Davar acher, vatigzar omer, Amar Rabbi Yeshua desichnen mishem Rabbi Levi, kol ma shegazar Moshe hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo. Ketzad, lo amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lishbar et haluchot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe to break the luchos. Halach Moshe v'shivra me'atzmo. Uminayin shehiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo, famous drash, dechsiv asher shibarta. You should repair, bring the break, right? Vechasatam aluchot asher shibarta. Repair the, or write another set of luchos to replace those which you wrote. Asher shibarta, yiyasher kochacha sheshibarta. Yashikayach, that you broke them. Amalei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu amalei. Shilcham shiyilachem im Sichon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you should wage war with Sichon. Shine'emar v'hitgar bo milchama. V'hu lo asake, ela vo eshlach malachim. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach amarti lecha, lehilachem imo. V'ata pasachta b'shalom. Chayecha sha'ani mikayem zeroscha. Kol milchama shiyu holchim, lo hiyu poschim, ela b'shalom. Shine'emar ki sikrav elyin. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to go out to Milchama, and then what do you say? Oh, I'm offering a peace treaty. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, offer a peace treaty. He wants to conquer. But if man wants to offer a peace treaty, the zero of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now Oyveru Bata. So there are illustrations, and this medrash serves as the source of our Gemara, which says that tzaddik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be gozer, and we have the capacity to be mevatel that. There was one time when the son of the Chavetz Chaim was at some type of convention, and he was telling Sipurim Moftim about his father, and the people asked him and said, Chavetz Chaim was certainly someone for whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tzaddik gozer v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. There's no doubt. The Rav always used to say, Chavetz Chaim is not the Gadol Hador in learning. You have Rav Chaim Oizer at that time, Rav Chaim, and many others, so the Ar Sameach, many who were far greater lamdan. But was undoubtedly was the Chavetz Chaim is the tzaddik Hador. Everybody recognized, no one doubted that. No one could contest with that. So he said, they asked him, can you tell us some stories of when the Chavetz Chaim was Kaiser and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim? And he said, I don't know any stories whatsoever. I know lots of stories where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaiser and that tzaddik was Mekayim. That I know. My father listened to HaKadosh. I can give you lots of stories. Lots of stories. And he said then, because a person is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Geizer, and the Tzaddik is Mekayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishes a relationship with that person. So when it's the reverse, when the Tzaddik is Geizer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you do this for me, I always treat you Mita Keneged Mita. That's how I reward you. So therefore, it's going to be Tzadik Goyzer V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikayim. And it is similar, said the Chabad Chaim's son, to page number 3, a very famous Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet in Perek Beis. This is quoting Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel ben Oisha Rabbi Yehuda, Hu Haya Omer Asei Ritzoncha Kiritzonecha. Make your will like HaKadosh, make his will like your will. Make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will like your will. Kidei she'yaaseh ritzoncha kiritzono. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make your will as if it is his will. Batel ritzoncha mipnei ritzono. Overcome your personal desires in order to fulfill the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kidei she'yivatel ritzon acherim mipnei ritzoncha. So the Chavetz Chaim's son said, this is another example of how my father continued this throughout his whole life. And in fact, if you go to page number 4, Rashi says this in Parshas Kisavo. Rashi adopts this opinion. Rashi says, after it's in the Parsha of Vidui Ma'asrot, that if we fulfill our cycle of Ma'asrot, this is recited every year after 3 years, during the fourth year, right before Pesach, and we say, you know, Asisi kechola sheretzi v'isani, lo achalti ba'oni v'monosati menumeis, shamati b'kol Hashem Eloka. And then the unit ends, Hashkifa me'on kodshcha min hashamayim. So many ask, how do you have a right to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hashkifa, gaze down from heaven? So Rashi says, Asinu mashigazarta olein. We've done everything that you decree. Asay ata masha olecha la'asot. So now you do what you have to do. What does it say? In b'chukai say te'leichu v'tzmesai tishmaru v'asisim v'nasati gishmechem v'itam. V'itam. So Yehuda the Kayein knows very well, page 5, that right after Birchas Kahanim, right after Birchas Kahanim, before the Chazan starts, when we say Adir Mamarom, the Kohanim say, Ribono Shalolam, Asinu Mashi Gazarta Aleinu, Af Ata Aseh Imanu Kimoshe Eftachton. And the Pasuk says, Hashkifa Mon Kachchom and Hashem, Uvarecha Samcha Yis Yisrael. So we just engage in Birchas Kahanim. So we're asking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yivarechecha Hashem V'yishmerecha. And so on and so forth. By what merit do we have a right to say, Yivarechecha Hashem, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless you? Why? Because we're doing exactly what we're supposed to do. Asinu Masha Gazar to Aleinu. And the Chavetz Chaim was a Kayin. And so his son said that when his father said this, he said it with such a slahavus. Asinu Masha Gazar to Aleinu. He's the people. Sometimes the Chayim say it in an undertone. Chavetz Chaim used to scream it out. Chavetz Chaim's son said, "Used to scream it out." Asinu Masha Gozarta Oleinu, and therefore Afata Aseimanu Kimoshe Hiftachta. So that we can understand readily well. It's a little more difficult to understand why, how the mechanics of, unless we just said it's. It develops a relationship. If you do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he's willing to do whatever you want. So if you want to be Mevatel Gzeira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine and dandy, no problem. No problem. Lama Gein Vayta. Next pasuk that the Gemara wants to darshan. Eile shmos hagiborim asher leDavid. Eile shmos hagiborim asher leDavid. Yoshev basheves tachkimoni rosh hashlishi hu adino haotzni al shmona meyot chalal bepamechas. So the Gemara asks, what exactly are the Gevurosav of David that we are referring to here? Says the Gemara, Maika Omar, Omar Rabbi Yavo, Hachikam, Ve'ela Shmos Gevurosav Shel David. These are the, not really the names, but the ideas of David's Gevurah. Yoshev B'Sheves, he's sitting B'Sheves, meaning B'Shar Shehoyo Yoshev B'Yeshiva, Lo Haya Yoshev Al Gabe Karim V'Kastot. When he was sitting in the Beis Medrash, he never sat on pillows. Elo Al Gabe Karta. Only on the ground itself. The Chol Kama Deheva Rabbe Ira Hayairi Kayam, as long as his Rebbe Ira Hayairi was alive, Heva Masni Hulu Rabbanan Al Gabi Karim V'Kastos, he would only sit, he would always sit on pillows. Ki Nach Nafshe, when he died, Heva Masni David L'Rabbanan, so David became the teacher of the Beis Medrash. Heva Yosef Al Gabi Karka, so he sat on the ground. Omale, so the Talmidim said, Leisev Mar Akarim V'Kastos. The previous Rebbe sat on pillows, what are you sitting on the ground for? Lo Kabil Olah, he did not accept this recommendation, and he remained on the ground. So then the pasuk says, Tach Kimoni, Omar Rav, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoil V'Hishpalta Atzmecha, Tehe Kimoni, because you humbled yourself, you now, David, will be like me. She'ani Gozer Gzeira, I make decrees, V'atom Mivabla, and you want, and you Abba Mevatalim. You are Mevatalim. Fine. So we'll stop right here, and then we'll continue with the Gemara's question. So if you now go to page number 6 for a minute, this is a sugya in Maseches Megillah, and every Rishon has identified this Gemara as a contradiction to the story that the Gemara just quoted. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hakore es HaMegillah Omeid V'Yoshev. When you read the Megillah, you are supposed to, you can read it standing, or read it seated. The Gemara goes on to say that that is only if you're reading it to yourself. But if you're reading it in public, in shul, mishum da halach of kvod hatzibur, you always have to stand. But al pidin, the Mishnah says, regular reading is both. And the Gemara says, Masha ein kein batorah. This is not true in relationship to Torah. By Torah, you can't stand or sit. Minohani mili, Omar Rabbi Avoh, Omar Kra, Ve'ata, Po Amodi Madi. In Parshas Vaeschanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you stand here with me. Stand here with me. Omar Rabbi Avoh, Ilmale Mikra Kosuv, had the Pasuk not said this, E'ef Shalom Omro, how can you say this? What do you mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing, and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, stand next to me? Kavayachol, it means, you know, not in, in a literal sense, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'amida. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing, but whatever that means, most important thing is, Moshe Rabbeinu had to stand for 40 days, straight, for 40 days. The Omer Rabbi Avo, Minayin Lirav Shelo Yeshev Al Gabe Mita V'Yeshanu LaTalmido Al Gabe Karka. How do I know that a Rebbe is not supposed to sit on a bed or on pillows, and the Talmidim are sitting where? On the floor. Shene Emar Va'ata Po Im Amod Imadi. There's got to be an equal playing field for the Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Talmud. So therefore, you can't have the Rebbe sitting on a comfortable bed and the Talmidim sitting on the floor. Tana Rabbana. Miyamos Moshe v'ad Rabban Gamliel lo hayu lemeidin Torah ela me'umad. From the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was a teacher, Rabban Shel Yisrael, until Rabban Gamliel, all teaching of Torah took place standing for the Rebbe and the Talmud. Everybody was standing. Because it's derech eretz for Torah. That's how you score derech eretz. Mishemeis Rab Gamliel, when Rab Gamliel died, Yorad Choli Leolam, illnesses, weaknesses came down. V'hayu lemeidin Torah miyushav. Then people started sitting while they were teaching. V'hayinu disnan, Mishemeis Rab Gamliel, batel kvoid haTorah. Batel kvoid haTorah. Yeah, fine. So everybody asks, how do you jive this Gemara and that Gemara, where it said the David HaMelech that the Rebbe used to sit on Karim Vakastos? What do you mean, Ya'ir Hayairi, Ira Hayairi was sitting on Karim Vakastos, and the Talmidim told the Rebbe? Neither the Talmidim should be seated on the floor, and certainly the Rebbe shouldn't be what? On a bed. Number one, even if they're both going to sit, they should both sit the same thing. It's got to be equal. And number two, this is way before Rabban Gamliel, David HaMelech. And they're supposed to be standing, because that's what the Gemara says. That's the Rashba's question. So, so let's see the question. We can infer from it. This is his commentary in Megillah. The Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, have a yasvi asafsale. Rav Shua ben Korcha and Rav Gamliel were sitting on benches. The Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, yasvi kamayu arara. Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon were sitting on the ground. This Gemara is difficult in two things. Number one, that it says here that in the time of the Rabban Gamliel, they were seated. What's the problem? What's that question?
Because it said they told
Rabban
Gamliel
they
stood.
No, it says, but it was Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha.
Until after.
Maybe it's after he died. Right. It says, Mishameis Rabban Gamliel. Correct. That's the question. Very simple. You're right. Number two, Ve'idach. De'i bahu asafsal. I yatvu asafsal. Let's see, the word's missing. That if they sat on a chair, the Talmidayu are Ara and the students on the ground, how's that possible? It's supposed to be equal. Answers the Rashba. Iko lemeima rakos me'umad, koshos me'yushav. If you're dealing with ashtikala gadata, not so difficult to understand, you can stand for that. But if you're dealing with koshos, something really different. Difficult, Rab Chaim, difficult, Rab Kveger, difficult, Gemara, Sugya, you gotta sit. Because otherwise, it's a little difficult to understand it. The Koshos Nami, Kevan de Bo'i Harav Le'iyune Bahatuva, since the Rebbe has to really think about a difficult Sugya, Iyasiv A'ara Kitalmidin, if he's gonna sit on the floor, which he should have been doing, he's not going to be able to teach them properly. Therefore, they were sitting. They sat on the benches.
And the Rebbe stood.
The Rebbe would normally stand. So would the Talmidim. But that's only if it's easy Gemara. Okay. If it was difficult Gemara, the Talmidim had to sit. They sat on the ground. But the Rebbe couldn't sit on the same level because he has to teach it. He has to have the whole sugya. He sat on the chair, on the table, on the bed. He sat on a bench. The Hainu Damrina Man Per Kama the Sanhedrin, the Yavna Hayu Arba, the Shimon Hatemani, Hayadon Lifneim Bikarka. There were four Talmidim, and Shimon Hatemani was engaging in justice while he was sitting on the floor. The Afpi made David Amrina Bumayut Kata. Ira Haya Iri, have a Masnahula Rabbanan, Algabe Karim Vikastos, the David Lokirbil Ale Ela Arara. David sat on the ground. Well, why is David sitting on the ground? Why did Yair sit on Kastos? Must be that in this Gemara, they were learning a difficult sugya. Not the Gemara which we're learning right now. They got it. So that's how the Rashba answers that particular Gemara. That's one answer. Pretty much the same answer is given by the Ran. Yeah. So he gives pretty much the same answer, and the Tosfos Harash. Tosfos Harash says, one second. Yeah, Tosfos Harash different answer. He writes in that bracketed section in the third line towards the end where it says V'yesh Loimar. The kishahatalmidim lomdim bifnei harav limud shekoyrin pirita. What is pirita? So Professor Jastrow says chazara. When the Rebbe says chazarinda abeso, just review what I just learned. Oz din l'rav lios b'shava l'talmidav. But then it's okay for the Rebbe to what? Be on the same level as his talmidim. When he's what? Going back and forth with them. That doesn't make any sense. That Ira, who was sitting on Karim Vakastos, he was at the time Purita. Well, then he should, then the Talmidim should have been the same thing. I'm not sure about that. Yeah. But so he claims it's nothing to do with Kashos and Rakos. It depends on what is assigned at that time. Is it the Batala, which we call Chazara Batala? You know, guys just checking their emails and so on and so forth. Or the Rebbe's having a, you know, teaching them back and forth, asking them questions, giving them answers. Under those circumstances, he should be a little higher. Then there is a very interesting suggestion of the Marsha. I focused on the wrong page. The Marsha says as follows. There are times when you have, by right, everybody should be on the same level. But there are times when you have Talmidim who are greater, who are Ro'ui L'smicha at the time of the Gemara, Ro'ui L'smicha, and are apparently greater Talmidei Chachamim than what? Than the Rebbe. We know historically, the Gemara gives illustrations of such things. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Everyone says that Rabbi Yeshua was a much greater Talmud Chacham than Rabbi Gamliel. And that's why he was so threatened Rav Gamliel, when Rabbi Yehoshua disagreed with it. When he asked them, Tfilas Arvis Roshus HaChayva, Rav Gamliel Paskin, that Tfilas Arvis is Chayva. And Rabbi Yehoshua said, no, it's Tfilas Arvishus. So he called us. Did I hear that you said that it was Roshus? Did you say that? So he said, no, I can't lie, you know. So, you know what the end of the story happened. So, wherever a Rebbe feels some chalishas hadas, that his Rebbe is outshining him, under those circumstances, he's allowed to sit a little higher. So he shouldn't feel so terrible and create a little image that ich bin dech der Roshke Bahad. I'm sitting on a Karim Bekasas. You guys are on the floor. The greatness of David HaMelech was that even if he had a Talmud in his class who he sensed is going to outweigh him in Lomdus and everything else, David HaMelech said, we're sitting on the floor together, and he didn't feel that sense of threat or slight by a Rebbe. Didn't feel that. People sat on, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein once said that the Rav's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, always said he felt that he never could possibly succeed in life. Why? Because he was Rav Chaim's son and the Rav's father. And he was eclipsed by both of them. His father, towering figure, Rav Chaim, and the Rav, you know, Rav Moshe was an outstanding Rebbe, an outstanding Talmud Chacham. But he was not the great Mechadish that the Rav was. Everyone who saw both of them or heard both of them said that the Rav far surpassed his Rebbe. And so, you know, sometimes you feel that way. If a Talmud eclipses you, on the one hand, you know, you're always supposed to be, you know, other miskane in everybody, except what? Except what? Talmidcha. You know, you're never jealous. Some people are a little jealous when their Rebbe surpasses them. Right? Some people are a little concerned. So that's the Marsha says, that's why David, that was the great tribute to David. Now comes the Gemara and says, and here the Guin said something that only the Guin could say. So the Gemara is continuing to explain this pasuk. It says in the end of that pasuk, Rosh HaShalishi Hu. He's the head of the three. What does that mean? Tehei Rosh L'Shloshes Avot. He will be head of the three Avot. So there are several interpretations. What do you mean he's be ahead of the three Avot? Under what circumstances? Take a look at Rashi. Four lines from the bottom on the left-hand side. Rosh L'Gimel Avot Shehu Holech Lifneihem L'Olam Haba. David HaMelech is going to enter Olam Haba before Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's a pretty good thing. So, that's how Rashi interprets that. Yeah. Then the Gemara continues with the pasuk, and it says, "Hu Adino Ha'otzni Al Shmona Meos Chalol Bepamechas." Says the Gemara, "Kishahaya Yosheva Va'osek Batora." When he was sitting in the Torah, he was me'adein atzmo. He was completely relaxed, like a worm. When a worm is not moving, even when he is moving, it's pretty relaxed. Not many motions involved. That's how David was able to really concentrate. He would harden himself like a piece of wood. Al shmona meot chalal bepamachas shahaya zorek chetz umapil shmona meos chalal bepamachas. And he would what? He would be so powerful that he would be able to kill 800 enemy with one arrow.
V'haya mit'aneach al masayim.
And he would be agonizing. How come he couldn't, kill 1,000 with one arrow? Because the pasuk says, "Dichsiv eicha yirdof echad elef." How could it possibly be that one will pursue 1,000? Doesn't mean one person, says the Gemara, means one chetz. And he was agonizing over it. So Yotaso Baskol, the Amra, Baskol went and said, "You're right, you should agonize. You know why you couldn't kill 1,000? Rak bidavar uriya hachiti. It is only on account of your Aveira with Uriya Hachiti. That's why, with the Basheva episode, that's why you can only kill 800 instead of 1,000. Listen to this Goon. Listen to the Goon. The Goon says, there is a Pasuk in Shmuel Bet, Perikot Bet, you have it on page 11. There are many chapters, episodes about David HaMelech in the end of in Shmuel Bet that are carbon copies then in Tehillim. David HaMelech in his own, repeats that. So he's talking about and he writes, he's describing in Perichot Beis, David, he's describing his battles, his challenges, and so on and so forth. And he writes in Pasuk Mem Dalet, Vatfalteini meirivei ami. You saved me from the people who are attacking my nation. Tishmereini l'rosh goyim. You have been Tishmereini l'rosh goyim. Am lo yadati ya'avdu. A nation who I never knew, the enemy, will now serve me. Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does this mean, Tishmereini l'rosh goyim? So it means you protected me as I became the head of nations. Says the Gaon, what is the gematria of Tishmereini? What?
1,000.
Good. Hold on. Here comes the Goon. Turn the page. And here's how David HaMelech himself says the exact same thing with only one change in a word. Look at this. Vatifalteini. It's the same pasuk. Mem Dalet. It's Mem Dalet and Shmuel Bet, Shmuel Chafet. And it's Mem Dalet and Tehillim and Perek Yud Ches. I don't think that's a coincidence. What? Exactly. Tifalteini me rivai om. Tisimeni l'rosh goyim. Instead of Tishmereini, he took out the letter Resh. You protected me as I became the head of nations. But you didn't Tisimeini. You didn't do Tishmereini. Here it's only Tisimeini.
Place me.
I'm missing the Resh. Because David HaMelech understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow him to kill only 800, that's the gematria of Tisimeini, as opposed to Tishmereini. You got to be the Goon to know this. To be sensitive that it's only 800. Which one?
First one
is Shmuel. This second one's in Tehillim. It's... I don't know how the Goon can do that. How he can do it. Carl, you see all these Goons all the time. It's just unbelievable the mastery that this man had over every piece of Torah. Every piece of Torah. To know that a Resh is missing in this pasuk, in that pasuk, in the same episode. Bar Ilan couldn't pick that up. Unbelievable. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's the end of this sugya, at least temporarily. Now, the next sugya is a very, very important, at least part of it. Let's just read the Gemara. I'm going to have to do it again next time when everybody's here. But next week, the shir is Monday night. But I'd like to give a Hanukkah shir, because that's what it's important to do. To do Hanukkah shir. Plenty of Hanukkah shir. You'll just remind me which ones we did the last 20 years or so. So I can not repeat. God forbid, because you're here, you got the notebook here.
So next Monday night is going to be Hanukkah shir.
Next Monday night? Yeah. And on Monday morning, I'm going to be in the TBM. Tinek Besmen. I'm giving a share at 11 o'clock. Monday and Wednesday. In Yoni Chanukah. Trust me, it's not going to be... Not what I'm going to say here. It's not going to be what I'm going to say over there. Even though most of the people are not... TBM. Tinek Besmen. They have somebody who's like... Leah Feldman, Rabbi Feldman's wife, is like...
She's
the administrator now. The whole thing. Administrator. So it's already a hefzer.
It's official.
It's great. Fantastic. And if you do Mar Mekaymish, you can't send it like this. You've got to send it to a guy who has the English, the Gemara and the English and the difficult words. Yes. I said, you want
lots
to do that?
Trees.
What?
Lots of trees.
Lots of trees. That's okay, fine. You want to do the work, be my guest. That's fine with me. Most of the guys are not from Greenland, are they?
No.
Okay, fine.
The Magid is here.
No, the people, the Talmidim.
They're there.
People
are there.
So,
yeah. Okay.
Who?
David
Jacobus. Okay.
David Jacobus is one of the.
Who?
David Jacobus is one of the.
Yeah, Knackers, yeah. Okay. Okay. So, I'm going to just read a line or two of the Gemara and then at least introduce the question. Omar, Rabbi Tanchum, Berei de Rav Chia, Ish Kfar Akko, Omar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Omar Rabbi Simlai, V'amri lo amar Rabbi Tanchum, amar Rav Huna, v'amri lo Rav Huna, l'chudei. I never saw such a long list of attribution. Talmid shenida lichvodo niduyav nidu. Talmid who is minade lichvodo, his nidui takes effect. His nidui takes effect. So Rashi just writes, "Kfar pirashti lamala." We've already done this 50 times. The sanya menuda l'rav, menuda l'talmid. If a rebbe declares that somebody is in nidui, then the talmidim have to observe it as well. Menuda l'talmid, eino menuda l'rav. L'rav hu de eino menuda. Must be that what? That everybody else, aside from the Rav, from the Rebbe, everybody else has to follow this nidui that this Talmud did about somebody who said something inappropriate about him. Or that lady who kept her legs stretched out. Ask the Gemara Limai. What is in respect to what did he now put this person into chemer? E b'mili d'shmaya, if you're talking about heavenly matters, namely that the person did something against the halacha. So when a Talmud Chacham sees somebody acting against the halacha, he's supposed to be mochiach. We're all supposed to be mochiach. And he's supposed to do it nicely. But if the person refuses to accept your tochacha, so then you put him into what? Into nidui. So the Gemara asks, you can't say that the Rebbe is not included in that nidui. Has to observe it as well. Why? Ein chachma ve'ein tevuna ve'ein etzel l'neged Hashem. There are no etzes when you're dealing with what? Kvod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if a Rebbe, if a Talmud puts a Rebbe in, the Rebbe has to observe it also, because he's trying to protect the dignity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela lichvod atzma. What is he doing? He's doing it lichvod atzma. Right? We all saw examples of that already. So far, no great chidushin. Now comes the next line, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Tsurba me Rabbanan, Ovid Dina Lenafshe. Tsurba me Rabbanan, a member of the rabbinic circle, meaning the Talmidim, if he has a beef with somebody on a monetary claim, he can handle the case himself. Go over to the person and say, you owe me the money. And if I say you owe me the money, you owe me the money. And some will interpret that he is even permitted to take action. Strike him if necessary, put him into cheirim, without going to Bezdin. The guy shrine Chai V'Kaim, I don't owe you a nickel. So, and one other thing, b'milsa de psikole. As long as the Talmud is 100% certain that what? That he's got the case straight. So what we will explore is the question that many ask, what's the grois chiddush that this tsurba me rabbanan is allowed to ovid inish lenafshe? There's a gemara in Bava Kamma which says, in the name of Rava, ovid inish dino lenafshe. Everybody has a right to take law into his own hands. So we have to obviously discuss the parameters. What do you mean, ovid inish dino lenafshe? And if Elvin Inish, what's the grace of Chiddush about a Talmud Chacham? Any Tom, Dick, Harry, and Sam, if he wants to take law into his own hands. And that's one of the most dangerous statements Rav ever made. So we will continue next time, in 2 weeks, with the sugya of Ovid Inish Din Lenafshe. It's a very interesting sugya, a lot of Rishonim on it, a lot of, you know, dray around because they're not happy with the whole statement of the Dinshdin and Avshe, and next week, Amir Sashem in Yone Chanukah.